Today on our tech column, we're going old school, so to speak. We often talk about these fancy highfalutin ideas that should be accessible for all users, but sometimes aren't. Today we're talking about something almost every computer user knows, email and office productivity. DJ Kelly is a well-known Alberta texter, Twitterer, and blogger. He joins us every few weeks to look at the latest technology trends, and he's back in studio this afternoon. Hello, DJ.
Good to see you, Kirk.
Good to see you, too. Now, let's start at the beginning. What's wrong with the email programs and productivity software we currently have?
Nothing is the short answer. There's nothing really wrong with them. But just because something isn't wrong with what you're using doesn't mean that there can't be improvements or that better options exist. About 2 years ago, I actually myself made the switch from standard desktop computers to something called cloud computing. The main idea behind cloud computing is that you don't actually have anything on your computer at home or at work. You have files, emails, or even software. You don't have files or email or software on your computer itself. Okay. Instead, you actually just have an internet browser, and all your information is stored on a server somewhere out there in the ether. The big advantage to this is that you'll never have to say something like, I just have to email this file to myself again,
right,
as we've probably all done many times before.
Yeah.
Instead, you can access everything that you do at work via any computer or really anywhere in the world as well. So, for example, I can see all the same documents and emails at home as I do at work, and it's all synced to my iPhone as well. Oh, and did I mention it's free, too?
Free?
Free.
Free.
Yeah,
well,
listen up, everyone. Free.
That's going to make it enticing, but obviously there's got to be some questions about security. But why don't you first give us some examples of what you're talking about to help explain, you know, how this all works?
Yeah, there's lots of examples out there. Microsoft Office has launched something called Microsoft Office Live. There's another provider out there called Zoho Office. Some of them are not free, but my favorite package is, and that's Google Apps. Google Apps includes Gmail, which is their email program, Google Docs, which includes word processing, spreadsheets, presentations, things like that. It also includes Google Calendar, instant messaging, and a few other features that most people probably won't use unless you're sort of a power user, if you will. Gmail itself is actually a bit of a revolution all by its lonesome. It's available in a web browser that looks a lot like an email program, except that it has what's called threaded conversations. A threaded conversation solves that old problem of you writing an email and then several people respond and then you respond and the next thing you know you have 10 or 20 emails in your inbox and you're not sure what order they should be in or what you should be looking at.
Exactly.
We've all, I think, run into that problem at one point or another. A threaded conversation keeps every response, including yours, in one place. You click on one email and you get the whole conversation. It's incredibly handy.
Neat, yeah.
Gmail also allows you to archive a conversation into several folders at the same time. So if you sent an email talking about one topic and then in the middle of the conversation somebody mentions another topic, you can actually archive it under both headings so that you can keep them in both places. Of course, most of this is actually is solved by the fact that the search function is second to none. It's powered by Google, after all. Gmail came out a few years ago. Almost every email provider since then has been trying to catch up and replicate a lot of the advancements that they've actually made. The big difference, though, between Google Apps and using a product like Gmail independently, because, you know, we can all just go sign up for a Gmail account if we like, is that, many of the listeners probably have already done that. It's that you can use your own domain. So instead of my email address being at gmail.com, it can still be at djkelly.ca.
Oh, okay.
Something that's obviously necessary for any company, obviously, and it's obviously preferable for a lot of individuals like me, too. There's all kinds of bits and pieces to Google Apps. I can't go into too much detail on all of them, but the Google Calendar is just about everything you could want in an online calendar. You can view other people's calendars, and it even has just about every sports team schedule you could possibly want available if you want to see that in your calendar.
I heard that.
Google Docs is fantastic. There is nothing out there better than cloud computing for sharing and collaborating on documents. You don't have to email back and forth documents between people anymore. You can just have one version, and people can be editing at the same time. The really impressive thing, however, is how seamlessly everything works together.
Well, it strikes to me that this would be something that most companies already do for their employees.
Yeah, although I don't think the software that's currently offered is always as user-friendly as what Google has come up with.
Okay.
Google has to be simple and speedy because it exists only online. There isn't a massive piece of software on your computer powering it, so it has to give people exactly what they are looking for and nothing else. Otherwise, it would become too big and bulky to use. As a result, the attention to detail is just absolutely remarkable. The other big difference is cost. For example, it used to be that in order to get email on your phone, you had to have a Microsoft Exchange server, which would cost thousands of dollars. With Google Apps, it's included for free. You can imagine that if you're a small to mid-sized company without a huge IT budget, what a benefit that can actually be.
Okay, if Google Apps is such an improvement, how popular is it?
Yeah, it's just now actually starting to really take off. I myself know three mid-sized companies which I work with on a regular basis that are using it, so that's actually a pretty high percentage, I'd say. I even know one Calgary mayoral campaign that's using it as well. But around the world, it's starting to prove to be more and more popular. Many universities are beginning to outsource their email and calendar administration for staff and students to Google Apps, including, I know, Brown, Northwestern, University of North Carolina, Hofstra, Clemson, Notre Dame, Arizona State, lots of other ones. In Canada, I know Lakehead and Ryerson are using it, and also the University of Alberta is considering making the switch as well, which they'll estimate will actually save them up to $2 million a year.
Okay, so if universities are using Google Apps, they must have done some serious due diligence on security.
Yes. The big drawback to Google Apps is that the information stored on Google servers, that obviously creates some concerns for groups, especially with groups that are located outside of the U.S., like here in Canada, because of legislation like the U.S. Patriot Act. But Google is starting to satisfy even the pickiest security requests, and universities are starting to take notice, and many of them, as you can see, are starting to migrate over. It probably bears noting that nothing on the internet is secure anyway. We need to remember that. Your email even now is probably on a third-party server at some point in the process, whether you sent it to someone or they sent you an email back. So most of the companies that I know aren't too concerned about that because we couldn't really imagine why anyone would want to read our email anyway. So with a university, it's more of a serious concern, though. Just this past week, Google actually took things one step forward and launched apps for government, which you know security concerns are being addressed if governments are making the switch. The city of Los Angeles is probably their biggest client currently.
All right. DJ, thank you for this.
My pleasure, Kirk.
DJ Kelly is an Alberta texter, Twitterer, and blogger, and he joins us every couple of weeks here on Alberta at Noon. To look at the latest technology, toys, and trends, you can check out his website at djkelly.ca.